जय कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरि वरधारी, जय गिरि वरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरि वरधारी, जय गिरि वरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरि वरधारी, जय गिरि वरधारी, जन वल्लभ, जय गिरि वरधारी, जय गिरि वरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण, कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। वृंदावन बिहारी श्री राधे रे वृंदावन बिहारी श्री जय श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग जय गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा द्वारका धाम की पुरुषोत्तम श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली वर्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली वर्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबली वर्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 नारद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द प्रचेतास टेक्स्ट 12 Can repeat after me. Kim va yogena sankhena nyasa swadhyayor api kim va shreyobhir anyesh cha ना यत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि किं वयोगेन सांख्येन न्यास स्वाध्याययोरपि किं वा श्रेयोभिरन्यश्च ना यत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि किं वयोगेन सांख्येन न्यास स्वाध्याययोरपि किं वा श्रेयोभिरन्यश्च ना यत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि किं वयोगेन सांख्येन न्यास स्वाध्याययोरपि किं वा श्रेयोभिरन्यश्च नायत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि। किं वा योगेन सांख्येन न्यासस्वाध्याययोरपि किं वा श्रेयोभिरन्यश्च नायत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि किं वा योगेन सांख्येन स्वास्थ्योरपि किं वा श्रेयोभिरन्यश्च नायत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि किं वा योगेन सांख्येन न्यासस्वाध्याययोरपि किं वा श्रेयोभिरन्यश्च नायत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि किं वा योगेन सांख्येन न्यासस्वाध्याययोरपि किं वा श्रेयोभिरन्यश्च नायत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि किं वा योगेन सांख्येन न्यासस्वाध्याययोरपि किं वा श्रेयोभिरन्यश्च नायत्रात्मा प्रदो हरि वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन किम व्हाट इज द यूज वा और योगेना बाय मिस्टिक योगा प्रैक्टिस सांख्येना बाय द स्टडी ऑफ सांख्य फिलॉसफी न्यास by accepting sannyasa, swadhyayayo and by study of Vedic literature, api even, kim what is the use, va or shreyobhi by auspicious activities, anne other, cha and, na never, yatra, where, atma-pradaha, full satisfaction of the self, harihi, the supreme personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Transcendental practices do not ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality. Transcendental practices that do not ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead are useless. Be they mystic yoga practices, the analytical study of matter, severe austerity, the acceptance of sannyas, or the study of Vedic literature. All these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement. But unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, all these processes are useless. Purport, in Chaitanya Charitamrit Madhya 24.109, it is said, Bhakti vina keval jnane mukti nahi hai, bhakti sadhan kare ye prapta brahma lai. Impersonalists do not take to devotional service, but take to other practices, such as the analytical study of material elements, the discrimination between matter and spirit, and the mystic yoga system. These are beneficial only in so far as they are complementary to devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore told Sanatana Goswami that without a touch of devotional service, jnana, yoga and sankhya philosophy cannot give one the desired results. The impersonalists wish to merge into the Supreme Brahman. However, merging into Supreme Brahman also requires a touch of devotional service. The absolute truth is realized in three phases: impersonal Brahman, Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these require a touch of devotional service. Sometimes it is actually seen that these Mayavadis also chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Although their motive is to merge into the Brahman effulgence of the Absolute, the yogis also at times take to chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but their purpose is different from that of the Bhaktas. In all processes, karma, jnana, or yoga, bhakti is required. That is the purport of this verse. Om Ajnanate Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadhavetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyasya Patitanam Pavane Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Girim Yat Kripalam Hamvande Shri Guru Dinatananam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Nishwaram Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming for the today Srimad Bhagavatam class. So today, this text and few texts, they all discuss this important topic. I seek your blessings that I can speak on it. It says, the transcendental practices do not ultimately help one realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead are useless, but be they mystic yoga, analytical study of matter, severe austerity, acceptance of sannyas, or the study of Vedic literature. All these may be very important aspects of spiritual advancement, but unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, all these are useless. So I am very unqualified to speak on it because I never had desire for any of this. Somehow came in touch with devotees. No clue, no so much intelligence that okay, what is Sankhya, nor their desire of sannyas, nor a desire to study Vedic literature. All was aspiration to do something material, something in material education. But somehow by grace of some devotees, have this opportunity to practice devotional service. So the important, so in my capacity I'll try to discuss this, though this is I found was, I could not reflect much, but here, the important things that Prabhupada is highlighting in the purport are, these are, is referring to other paths, that these are beneficial only insofar as they are complementary to devotional service. We'll discuss that. And he quotes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that without a touch of devotional service, jnana, yoga and sankhya philosophy cannot give one desired results. In all the processes, karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti is required. That is the purport of this verse. So there is this famous shloka which says, etavan sankhya yoga bhyam swadharma parinishtaya janma labha parampumsam ante narayana smiti. This verse says the premise is that if the highest perfection of human life achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead at the end of life. So if any of these help us to accomplish, the purpose is achieved. So what Sankhya means? I first time this word I heard when I came in ISKCON. I never heard of this terminology. But now we know that Sankhya comes from the word Sankhya, that by counting, by you eliminate, you searching, you eliminate, oh, this is matter, this is Krishna, this is me. That's how you identify, okay, this is the spiritual matter, this is material element. So here by knowledge and realization, as Prabhupada mentioned, that you can experience only up to Brahman aspect of the Lord, the three aspects, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Then yoga means Ashtanga yoga, that means a yogi, they meditate on the Paramatma aspect of the Lord, headed by the eightfold system, which is, you know, that Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayam, Pratihar, Dharana, Samadhi, all those eight elements. Today people focus only on two, this Asana and Pranayam. And this shloka, Swadharma Nishtha, means the Nishkam Karma Yoga or the unselfish duty in Varnashram. And then it says, Etavan, they can lead us so far, that is up to liberation. Janma Labha Parapumsam Ante Narayana Smriti. We must attain the fulfillment of our life in the service of Narayan, and that comes through Shraddha, that comes from a Guru. So our Acharya says that this positive attainment, this Shraddha to a Guru, is like visa. And the first three cases, that is, that the Sankhya, the Yoga and the Nishkam Karma Yoga, are like getting the passport. So until we, if you want to go outside, you want to go to US or wherever, the passport is not sufficient. You need visa to go there. So the yoga system, that is the which helps us to experience the aspect of Paramatma, Varnashram Dharma, or executing our duties in this world, because Vedas have recommended this for our good. And that's why in Nishkam Karma we do not want anything in return. This process of Sankhya is neti neti. This is not, this is not, this is not. So the real fulfillment come, the Ante Narayana Smriti, only by the practice of bhakti. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna emphasizes, he says, Sankhya Yoga Prithak Bala Pravadantina Pandita Kaham Appe Astita Samyag Ubhyor Vindate Phalam. That only the ignorant speak of devotional service as being different from the analytical study of Sankhya. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these path achieve the result of both. That you can achieve this result. And in the next shloka he says, one who knows that the position reached by the means of analytical study can also be attained by work in devotional service. Yad sankhe prapyate sthanam tad yoge rapi gamyate ekam sankhyam cha yogam chaya pashyati pashyati. That, and who therefore sees analytical study and devotional service to be in the same level, sees things as they are. That this is the same objective you can achieve here. So here is the confirmation that both karma and jnana are approaches to the same problem. And in 6th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Yam sanyasam iti prahur yogam tam vidhi pandava nahi asanyasta sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchana. What is called renunciation, you should know to be the same as yoga, or linking oneself with the supreme son of Pandu. For one can never become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. So the result of the above is that karma, jnana and yoga are at least three confirmed alternative approaches. That's why Krishna is speaking about them in Bhagavad Gita. And in chapter 7 to 12 of Bhagavad Gita are they called the, which discuss the aspect of bhakti. And in that 7 to 11 they discuss the knowledge about Lord Krishna, and that arouses this devotion. And chapter 12 clearly delineates how the bhakti has to be practiced. So what I understood from all this, that bhakti is saral or easy because all you need a genuine intention to serve Lord Krishna. That's why we see so many, we come across so many people who practice bhakti, and really to find people who actually practice Sankhya, or we are not even, a lot of us do not have even have intellect or the inclination to study that. And these two shlokas that come in Padyavali by Rupa Goswami, which is which I want to discuss, that how, because I was discussing about this intention, that this shloka says that how Lord awarded auspiciousness and His grace to devotees like Prahlad, Vibhishan, Gajendra, Draupadi, Ahilya and Dhruva, that how he's very affectionate, he takes care of His devotees, He removes their sufferings, and He bestows limitless auspiciousness. None of them exhibited lot of, you know, aspect of intelligence, or they simply had genuine love for Lord Krishna and attachment, and they could remember Him in difficult situations. And in the next loka, that's why it says, where were the hunter Dharma's piety, Dhruva's maturity and Gajendra's knowledge? How much knowledge, though Gajendra was an incarnation of Indradhumna Maharaj, but how much intelligence an elephant has? Where was Kubja's beauty? Where was Sudama's wealth? Where was Vidura's noble birth? Where was Ugrasen's chivalrous strength? Lord Madhava is pleased only by devotional service and not by material qualification. So, to practice bhakti, we don't need any material qualifications also. In karma, yoga, you want to offer the results of your work. You may not have something to offer. Or in Sankhya, you need to have that intelligence to study all the elements. But all these people have simple intentions to Lord Sri Krishna. So Durvasa Muni was a yogi. Some of the scriptures say that he had ability to take out his intestines and clean them in the waters of Yamuna. He was such an advanced yogi. He had all the siddhis. But then when he was at the palace of Maharaj Ambarish, and it was the day when Maharaj Ambarish had done Nirjala Ekadashi, and next day he wanted to do Paran, Durvasa Muni arrived and he said, he would take bath and come and they will together break the fast. And since he was not arriving on time, after consulting with these sages, Ambarish Maharaj, because he had done Nirjala Ekadashi, he took water, and taking water was not breaking as well as breaking the fast. So Durvasa Muni, when he came back, he realized that he had done the break, he has broken the fast. So he took out his one hair and created a monster there and asked him to kill Maharaj Ambarish. But Sudarshan Chakra appeared, killed the monster, the demon, and was chasing Durvasa Muni, who was a big yogi. Though even though he is a manifestation of Lord Shiva, even Lord Shiva could not save him. Even Lord Narayan, he told him that only his devotee can rescue him in this situation. So it is, we can see that how, if he was a devotee, he would have that understanding that how a devotee of a Lord has to be treated. and he would not have expressed his anger in this way. So it is very, there are many instances that which exhibit this. So by, as this verse is saying, by Sankhya, that is analytical study, but by karma, all the results, whatever they promise, it can be in but much better way can be achieved by devotional service. So therefore, one who sees analytical study and devotional service to be on the same level sees things as they are. So Srila Prabhupada says in one of the places, the real purpose of philosophical research is to find the ultimate goal of life. Since the ultimate goal of life is self-realization, there is no difference between the conclusions reached by the two processes. By Sankhya, one comes to the conclusion that a living entity is not a part and parcel of the material world, but of the Supreme Spirit whole. Consequently, the spirit soul has nothing to do with material world. His actions must be in some relation with the Supreme. But when he acts in Krishna consciousness, he is actually in his constitutional position. In Sankhya, one has to become detached from matter, and in the devotional yoga process, one has to attach himself to the work of Krishna consciousness. Factually, both are same. Although superficially one process appears to involve detachment and the other process appears to involve attachment. Detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna are one the same, and one who can see this sees things as they are. And in our life we can see, if I ask you, what is easier to practice, detachment or attachment? If you have to become attached to something, rather than, if you think or meditate, I have to give up this. But you think about that. But if you practice, I have to become attached to this. I have to develop attachment to. And it sounds more conducive to our mind and consciousness. I have to develop attachment rather than giving up or developing detachment. So that's what Prabhupada is saying, that rather on working towards saying, even in practical life, I have seen that it works easier for people to take up devotional service when we propose attachment to activities in devotional service rather than detachment. If we tell them, if somebody comes and we say, no, you should give up this, you should give up this, you should give up this, they'll be scared. But we say, it's okay. You find time for chanting, whatever you cook, you offer to Krishna and eat, try to come with devotees. They naturally give up things which are averse to devotional service. So it is easier to, and I have seen with personally a friend who, because we didn't tell him to give up meat or anything, but because he started coming, he started chanting, he started eating, coming and honoring prasad, without telling us, he felt, now I should give up meat. Now I should give up onion garlic. Now I should give up tea coffee. Now I should do Ekadashi. So you just share the aspect of attachment, and it is easier for people to do the devotional service. In second chapter, Krishna presents all these aspects. He presents Sankhya to Arjuna. That, what is the nature of soul? And in text 39, he says, Eshe te bhita sankhe buddhir yoge te imam shunu buddhya yukto yayapartha karma bandham prahasasi. He's telling, thus so far I have described you through analytical study. Now listen, as I explain in terms of working without fruitive results, O son of Pritha, when you act in such knowledge, you can free yourself from the bondage of work. So in this section, later he presents how buddhi yoga is a singular path. Huh? So, so when Buddhi Yoga is seen to be limited by the ideal of action, then it is called Karma Yoga. So Buddhi Yoga in itself is not any path. When you apply the intelligence in the action, it is called Karma Yoga. When it extends beyond karma to utmost limit of knowledge, it is called Jnana Yoga or Sankhya Yoga. But when it transcends the limitation of both Jnana and karma, it touches bhakti or devotion. It is known as Bhakti Yoga or perfectly pure and complete Buddhi Yoga. So Buddhi Yoga can be, the term can be applied anywhere. Where you, when you apply your buddhi in any of these aspects. So should devotees not study and not have any aspect of jnana? Bhagavatam says, jnane prayasam udpasse namanteva. That one should abandon fruitless knowledge. So does that mean, should we not talk about Krishna? Or when a sadhu is explaining about the Lord's naam, roop, gun, leela, we should go away from this place. But the jnana here is referred, is meant the teachings of Sankhya of atheistic Kapila, or the Yoga Sutras, or the Karma Mimamsa, the Buddhist school, and the advice to avoid them is also meant for the beginner. But the preacher may have to come to understand, okay, what it means. Also, the jnana in devotional service appears from the heart. You remember in Guru Puja we chant one line every day. No, this has the word jnana. Divya jnana hride prakashito. So it doesn't say it comes from the brain. It says hride. It appears in the heart. Lord Krishna gives that knowledge in the form of Chaitya Guru. He's there in that. What is that chapter? The 24 Gurus. No? So after that, there is this 25th also. Chaitya Guru is also mentioned. So there is a stage in bhakti when things occur in this way. Through revelation, we can understand. We may heard so many principles. And we may like parrot repeat them, you know. But have we realized them? But it is someday, suddenly you realize, oh, that's what it means, you know. Sometimes you may realize, you may be able to express, but you realize, you know. If I ask any of you, okay, what does it mean? I am not this body. What will you say? So to tell, to understand. So I one day was thinking, this is itself, this is the first thing we tell everyone. But what does it mean when I tell somebody? So probably realizing that I am not this body and at least I have an existence to understand beyond this body. Okay, there is an aspect. Because when I say my body, that, okay, realizing that being conscious of, that's what it means. So, and that's why this is interesting. At Srimad Bhagavatam, this episode comes that when Vyasadeva was dissatisfied. So Vyasadeva, it was the Narad Muni's instructions which gave him spiritual vision, and he was able to see perfectly the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Supreme Lord. He could also understand the Maya. He understood how Maya throws her into illusion and we are distracted. And he understood that the soul can achieve his pure identity by direct spiritual vision that is developed through the process of bhakti. Then he rewrote Srimad Bhagavatam to reveal the spiritual activities of the Lord. So the corruption of soul in this world is twofold. One is mistaken identity of the self, and second, the mistaken identity of Krishna. So by these, the soul becomes averse to Krishna and we enter the path of action and reaction in an endless cycle. So that produces happiness and distress in our lives. So when you know, when we have the attempts of logic, which are through Ashtanga Yoga, Sankhya, when they cease and we take shelter of bhakti, the all the truths become illuminated by the light of pure knowledge that is bestowed us and through the process of bhakti. So that's why even Vyasadeva had to be enlightened by Narad Muni so that he can share this. Otherwise, we would not have this understanding. And that's why in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it says, Anya Bhilashita Shunyam Gyan Karmadi Anavritam Anukulena Krishnanu Shilinam Bhakti Ruttama. That one should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord favorably. Anukulena, favorable disposition, and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. So is it favorable to whom? Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan? Because devotion has no shelter in Brahman, nor is loving service offered to Paramatma. Because Paramatma is known through the process of yoga. So therefore, Paramatma is not the object of devotion. Nor is devotional service exactly So here the all these yogis and all these jnanis, they operate in the aspect of shantarasa, where they have developed detachment for the world, but they do not have developed favorable disposition towards the aspect of Bhagavan or Lord Krishna. So only when we get over this aspect, as it says, Anya Bilashita Shunyam Gyan Karmadi Anavritam, then only we come to the aspect of the platform of bhakti. When the affection for Lord Krishna arises, then the relationship, then it becomes the level of dasyaras, the platform of servant and the master. That's where this process of bhakti starts happening. So this karma kand, jnana kand, they all they do not create this favorable disposition towards Lord Krishna. So the purpose of sadhana bhakti is to awaken one's attraction for the Supreme Lord. So now when favorable karma and jnana are dovetailed with bhakti, then that's called bhakti yoga. So this synthesis comes with the aspect of bhakti. We don't have to give it up, but we have to dovetail favorably towards Krishna. So by doing activities, that is the karma, which are in favor of Lord Krishna, and by gaining the right knowledge, that helps us towards Lord Krishna. So sometimes people will say that there is no need to study, but then that's the actually the resistance from the mind, because it is difficult and challenging. So there are some people, but in our capacity we should try to. That's why, sir, okay, I'll speak, because I was telling Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu, this is looks like a simple verse, but it is very difficult to communicate and discuss this. But in my capacity, I have to exercise my intelligence that, and I'll end with this story. This story comes in Upakhyane Upadesh. It says that it is personally told by Lord Chaitanya, that there was a Brahmana and he had very young children. He was poverty stricken. He would constantly lament and cry. And the people of the village will also mock him. And they'll say he has lot of wealth, but by showing, he's showing that he's poor externally, he's trying to procure wealth from others. So they will insult him, slander him, they will harass him in different ways. So, and actually he was actually poor, and he was just heartbroken that I have no, I am not receiving help from anyone else. So one day One sage named Sarvagya, he was traveling and he came to the house of this poor Brahmana. And he asked this Brahmana, why are you lamenting so much? Your father's, the Brahmana said, and he said, your father's immense wealth is there. Do you know that? Perhaps thinking you would misuse, your father did not tell you. You should search for the treasure and soon will you see that your father's hidden fortune has been buried right here in the courtyard of your home. So saying this, he pointed out to the Brahman the spot where the treasure was. So Brahman quickly took a spade and he began to dig on the southern side of the courtyard in his home. And suddenly the sage told him, oh Brahmana, beware, don't dig on the southern side. Many hornets will come out. You won't get the treasure and you will have to suffer from the hornet's bites. Then hearing him, he went to dig on the exactly opposite side. And the sage shouted, oh, do not dig on the northern side. Here lives a black python. He will devour you and you will not get the treasure. Then the Brahmana went to the western side and started digging. And this again the sage said, here you have to be more careful, a ghost lives here. And he will kill you. So this time now the poor Brahmana was exhausting. He said, in south you are saying are hornets. In north you are saying is a python. In west you are saying is a ghost. So he's saying, he tells the sage, so you have also come to mock me. And why are you troubling me now? I think I must lose my life now. So then this sage told him, okay, do not get upset. Listen to my words and have faith in them. You by your own will are following paths leading to danger. I have simply warned you about them. I am not mocking you or hurting you. I am explaining to you how you can protect your life after your father's attain your father's treasure and become wealthy. Wherever there is a great thing, there are obstacles around it. You will not be able to enjoy your father's treasure because there is a large hive of hornets on southern side. And on the northern and western side is a black python and a ghost. Your father was intelligent, so buried his golden urn on the east side. So you don't have to labor anymore. You just have to dig a little bit over and you'll find it. Hearing this, the Brahmana went to the east side, dug it, and he found the gold. So now Lord Chaitanya taught all the souls that Krishna is the soul's only Lord and Guardian. Devotion to Him is the only soul's only Dharma. And experiencing the joy of service is the highest attainment. So here, the western side, which was the hornets, actually represents Karma Kand. People who are punished by Yama and accept this path are ready to offer up the results of their actions. So the hornets represents the different desires to enjoy. The southern side, there is a python. Because when people are troubled by a lot of desire, they turn to spirituality. And then suddenly somebody proposes to them, you are God. So that is what is represented by a lot of jnanis. They end up in this path realizing, I am Brahman. They discover, I am Krishna. So that is represent this path. And or if not this, they are diverted to a path of the yoga mark, which is the western side, which is the path of discovering a lot of siddhis, which is represented by this ghost, that which will eat up your propensity of, because when you have siddhis, you start feeling you are powerful and you can do so much. But the eastern path is represented by the path of devotion or bhakti, which is being which is being proposed here, that will remove our poverty, the removal, it will remove the troubles of samsara and help us to experience the fruit of prema. So bhakti is the way of, best way for the living, for the human being, perfect and all auspicious. It is the spiritual thing in the material world. And I've seen this, how people today, just before I was coming for the class, I got the news that one very dear devotee, Ishwari Mataji, she left yesterday evening. She called me 4 days ago to visit her, bring her some prasad. And I was thinking, I'll just speak that, how with her I saw that, how, you know, with so many troubles, she, her kidneys had failed, her legs, both legs were not working, one of her eye was not working, her heart was functioning at less than 20%. She had 8-10 heart attacks in last 1 year. And still, whenever I meet her, she would be full of joy and talk with so much of enthusiasm. And that's the effect and magic of bhakti that a devotee will create. She came in that situation when she has to be constantly taken a wheelchair, and she was telling me, Madhu Madhav, I want to cook, because she used to cook Rajbhog for many years, 10-15 years for Gopinath ji. The next time when I come, you and a devotee who took care for more than 20 years, Harish Chandra, that you both help, I'll go to the kitchen and cook. Even in that situation, she had that desire. And she could not do that, so she then told me, okay, bring me flowers. So at her room where she was staying, so when she came here twice, both the time, she made the garland for Madan Mohan ji. So in between, her situation was very critical, and she was saying that, I will leave without taking darshan of Madan Mohan. He has come here in Maharashtra, in Mumbai, because now I cannot go to Vrindavan or Karoli. So, but she could come, she could do this. So this is the effect, how this attitude of service for Krishna that takes over you, that even in this situation, I saw my father, though his situation not as bad as Mataji, but he was so much pain. But here Mataji was in pain, but all she could think about was, you know, how suddenly sometimes she'll break down in tears, that why I'm in this situation, I cannot do anything. You know, I cannot cook, I cannot do anything for Krishna. So this is the effect of bhakti, that because that's what, even if you see an ordinary person, till the end of your life, that's what he's worried about. Oh, how do I take care of my family? How do I do this? How do I do that? But that's where happens in bhakti, that aspect is replaced by serving of Krishna. And that's what helps us to just replace the object of our service from a material object to a spiritual object, the Lord Krishna, and we can transgress from this material world and go to the abode of Krishna. Yeah, that's what I want to share about this verse. Thank you very much. If anyone else has any comments, questions, my forgiveness for my limitations in understanding this, though we have heard and it is sounds very simple, but for me to explain this aspect was challenging. Thank you.
Bhakti. Suppose if I do the karma and directly have a bhakti, jnana, will it come automatically? The path is from karma to jnana, jnana to bhakti. Bhakti is ultimate and then go to moksha. If I do the karma as usual and then have a bhakti, wholehearted love, towards the Krishna. Can I automatically get the knowledge?
Yes, that's why I discussed that. That's why we say, by the grace of Guru, we pray to Prabhupada. We sing every day. Divya Gyan Hride Prakashito. And then we have many instances. Though for most people like us, the path of sadhana bhakti is recommended. So bhakti, then it's sadhana, bhav and prema. So sadhana bhakti, we're regulated devotional service. But there are instances in the scriptures, for example, the pastime of Mrigari. He was a hunter and he would kill animals so ruthlessly. Then Narad Muni, when he saw that, and he saw him, said, you have not even killed them, you have half killed them. And then he explained to him about the how it can incur sin and how he should live his life. And he, because he came in touch with a great devotee, an uttam adhikari, a great devotee of the Lord. He was kripa siddha bhakta. He immediately transformed into a great devotee of the Lord. And when next time Narad Muni visited him and he came to offer him obeisances, he saw him that he was now even trying to protect little ants who should not die by coming under his feet. And he became a great devotee of the Lord. So people can directly take up to the path of devotional service, and whatever knowledge is required to pursue Krishna, as I discussed, as the form of Chaitanya Guru. And definitely the Rupa Goswami mentioned that the first thing that is important on the path of devotional service is to accept a bona fide Guru. Guru Pad Ashraya. So unless you have a Guru, and then Guru will give you whatever is the right knowledge that you need. And then, so as we discussed, then you have to dovetail whatever the karma and your jnana on the path of devotional service. You do not exclusively need to pursue. So this is actually not gradual in the way you can actually just start from there, from zero. So you choose which path. So it is according to your psychophysical nature, what inspires you, but then Srimad Bhagavatam is full of stories of all such personalities. Kunti Devi was not a scholar, but she had, you read Kunti Stuti. So many personalities. Prahlad was a child, Dhruva was a, they were children, but where this, and when Lord gave Dhruva his darshan, he didn't know what to speak. He touched his conch shell to his forehead and he could speak profound prayers before millions of years discussed by people. So that's my understanding on this. Yeah, thank you. Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you for your class, Prabhu. So this verse was about how transcendental activities may or may not produce merit based on the consciousness they're performed in. And
just wait, let it, okay. I couldn't hear.
So this verse was about how transcendental activities may or may not produce merit based on the consciousness that they're performed in. So you know, we have this verse, Sarvaviti, all the rules and regulations of the Shastras are to serve the two principles of always remember Krishna, never forget him. So sometimes I wonder, if I'm chanting and I'm not thinking of Krishna, or if I'm looking at the deity but I'm only seeing stone, are these meritorious? If I'm externally performing the activities of devotional service but not thinking of, not it being in Krishna consciousness, is there merit to that? Is it generating attachment to Krishna?
It means it will have its effect, but being more aware, so your question says that you are aware of it, and as you educate yourself more on it, it will have his effect, but yet when done with knowledge, it can produce more result, you know. So there are different analogies to explain it. For example, you are given a medicine without telling that what will it do to you? You are given in a sweet or whatever. But it will produce the desired results. But when you take the medicine and you also follow the path, okay, you should not eat this, you should not eat that, you should do this, you should wake up, you should do this, then it will have more, it will have a cumulative effect. And we hear, you know, like, I remember Radhanath Maharaj telling the story of this person who found Bhagavad Gita in a store and he read it and he will chant Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I don't know if you have heard this story. One day he met devotees and he could, like, it's not because for him it's Hare, but it's not, it's Hare, you know. And someday he, it was a book, I think somebody had thrown in a dustbin, right? And he, same person only. So, it is just time awaits. Valmiki chanted, but Mara, Mara, Mara. And because he could not pronounce Ram. And so it is with education, yes. As the shloka says, the disposition has to be right. Anukulena, Krishnanushilnam. So that's why many times in Bhagavatam it is said, oh, even Krishna, Kamsa delivered by, he was remembering Krishna because he wanted to kill him. So if you have a favorable disposition, that would help. But even by unfavorably, so here I won't say it's unfavorable, but it is sometime we are lost or it is neutral. But that's what the challenge of a sadhaka is, to bring your mind back to, okay, why am I chanting? Remember that. And that's why it not to be dependent on the strength of your mind and be dependent on the association and be surrounded with them. If you, now I'm here for, you know, 5 days, 2 days, some dressing. So the day when I sit with devotees to chant, I find it so easy to chant. Or if sometimes during cold I go to ashram and sit somewhere, I know the mind goes on its own trajectory. So it is, I don't know if I've answered your question, that it is, it will help. You know, we all have our, we all have our journeys, you know, how we pick up. So it takes, all you need is that awareness, which I think you have as you were sharing that. So sometimes it is, we are not even aware. There is a story about this, this story character famous, Mullah Nasiruddin, you know. He was one day, he was so tired that he was lying on his donkey. He used to travel on a donkey. And he was so tired that he was on a donkey and he was going, and then people on his way asked him, "Hey Mullah, where are you going?" He said, "I don't know where the donkey is taking me." So if it should not be that our lives or bhakti, even not bhakti, even our lives, for most of the people it's like that, they don't know where they are going. So if you have that consciousness and awareness, oh, this is what is happening to me, oh, this is what I need to educate myself, that will help me to chant better. That's, and then I'm sure if you are aware, then you will put in some effort to improve it. Yeah, I hope that answered. Yeah, thank you. We are over time. Thank you. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.